Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, it's Monday. Getting back to it. Pumping it up, making Mondays great. It's what we do. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Shutdown day number 27, impacting flights to L.A., staffing shortages, sick outs, things like that happening. Could get worse. But in the meantime, I'll tell you where you don't want to fly to.
Where's that?
Jamaica.
No.
You don't want to go to Jamaica. Radiant Credit Union Tropical Weather Update. This thing is massive. Melissa is packing winds of 160 miles an hour, and it's moving slowly west at 3 miles an hour. So when this thing does make landfall in Jamaica, which is expected, I think, early tomorrow or sometime tomorrow, and it is going to be nasty because it's not like it's going to kind of whip through there and be gone. If it's moving that slowly, that's when a lot of damage can be done. So, man, already saying prayers for the people in Jamaica. Looks like it, warnings are already out for Cuba, and it'll probably cut across there as well. But yeah, this thing looks like it's going to be quite nasty for those folks. No threat to us, it appears, at least so far. Expected to go, you know, do that curve off to the east after it runs through some of these islands. Yeah, that's not going to be pretty. This could be the worst modern hurricane to rip through Jamaica.
And wow.
That's
huge.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, so you got some flight delays. You got issues there. Transportation Secretary Duffy said more controllers were calling in sick as money worries compound the stress of an already challenging job. Does that reduce your stress? I'm not going to work today. It doesn't to me. I mean, if you're waiting on your paycheck.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my friends who are going to work. And if I were an air traffic controller, I would do a little history before I would call in sick during a shutdown.
Well, it is a special job. Life and death is definitely involved in that. And, you would take it seriously. I mean, you're a policeman for aircraft.
Uh-huh.
And that's a serious gig.
I just think they, like I said, two words, Ronald Reagan. Go to work, people.
No, there's that too.
You know, look at the history. That's an important job. You don't get to play that game.
Right. And you should take it that seriously. And I don't see how not work, if it's lack of money that's producing stress, you might as well just go to work.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not the least stressful job in the world anyway.
And they get the back pay, and it's tight for a while. But all you got to do is talk about, you heard of that government shutdown? Yeah. Well, I'm going to be late on X, Y, or Z. Plus, you know, if you have a job like that too, maybe have a little stash. At least can get you by for a few weeks.
They get paid very well.
They do.
Very well.
The troops are getting paid. They don't get paid very well, most of them, but they are going to get paid. And this was a friend of Trump's, this foot in the bill. Timothy Mellon is his name, identified as $130 million donor to fund the troops. Reclusive billionaire, longtime Trump friend. Timothy Mellon, been identified as the anonymous donor. $130 million.
A lot of people thought it was Elon. That was kind of the chit-chat on the social media over the weekend. It turns out not.
Yeah, because it was at first anonymous. Sent to the Department of War to cover the salaries and benefits of active duty service members as a shutdown continues into the fourth week. Two individuals familiar with the transaction identified the donor, mindly, as Timothy Mellon, heir to the Mellon banking fortune and major backer of President Donald Trump's political efforts. So, and the Pentagon confirmed the contribution on Friday. And, wow, he resides, Mellon does, mostly in Wyoming, and he is the grandson of former Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon, who had become one of the nation's most prolific political donors.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
I was hoping that somebody would do something like that. I really was.
Really?
To see that. Yeah.
I'd never really heard of that before.
Well,
at that level.
No, I just thought, wouldn't it be cool if somebody who could afford it could do it? Because you got all these people going on, oh, Trump's building a big ballroom. Why isn't he supporting, you know, people on the street? Why isn't he doing the, you know, all these other things? I'm like, okay, that is a lot to ask of someone. I'm glad someone was able to do it.
Oh, speaking of the ballroom.
Oh, my goodness.
This is from the, well, bizarre but true.
Yeah.
Our buddy Eric Swalwell.
Oh.
Remember Fang Fang?
Just stop there.
Yeah. And the guy who... He just can't keep his pie hole shut.
Yeah, I sleep with spies, but I tell everybody else how to live their life.
Exactly.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now he's become the latest to succumb to what Trump supporters call BDS. Have you heard of that? BDS. Not
so ballroom?
Is ballroom derangement syndrome.
Okay.
That's right. They're completely deranged about this. If this was the idea of a Democrat, they'd all be behind it 100%. But it's Trump, and Trump's using private money, not taxpayer money, but it doesn't matter. Oh, he's tearing down the East Wing. It's a little section of the East Wing. Is it more than that? It is?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was the original thing. It's more than they expected, but again, it's not like it's the original White House. And that's been gutted and rebuilt before, too. So,
the Northern California congressman wants a pledge from any 2028 Democrat presidential candidate that he or she will demolish the big, beautiful ballroom.
How idiotic can you get? Somebody else is going to spend their money to build something as amazing as this is so that when other people come to our country, we don't have big events under a tent and you want to tear it down.
Are we surprised? Because this comes from the party of destruction. Tear down monuments.
Good point.
Burn down buildings if you're mostly peaceful. Other than that, right?
Yeah.
It is the party of destruction, tearing down. It is not the building up party. And this is clear.
How idiotic.
Yeah, and he's basically like, you know, he wants to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't sign off on that, you know, don't even bother to seek the party's nomination.
How stupid you would look to come in and tear that down just because somebody built it that you don't like.
Yep.
Incredible.
And really, I think what people would be looking for is, well, what are your solutions to some of the real issues? Because the average American's life is not going to change one iota whether there's a ballroom built or not.
And do you think they would tear that down using their own money or taxpayer money?
Of course,
money?
Taxpayer
of
money.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Happy Monday, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday. Let's make it great. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:21. Bikers on Parade charity ride is coming. And this is one of the few veteran type events that this area has ever had. So participation has always been very, very good. We expect the same again this year. It is Saturday, November the 8th. It benefits American Hometown Veteran Assist, a 501c3 that does exactly that, assists veterans in need. And this is going to start from the AmVets Post 88 in Archer this year. All right. So you can get pre-registered. The easiest thing to do is just do a Google search or a search engine on Bikers on Parade 2025. And great cause, good time. The ride's going to take us to Suwanee County Fairgrounds, where they have a closed-in facility, air conditioned or heated if needed, but definitely dry. It's so that's the destination. And there's another group coming from Tallahassee, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time for a good cause. Republican Steve Hilton, you know him? He's the guy that, well, he has the accent. And he's on Fox News quite a bit. And pretty sharp guy, I think. Mm-hmm. And he leads the latest poll for California's governor race. I mean, he leads everybody. Now, the fact of the matter is there's several Democrats, so they kind of water down the, you know what I mean?
Sure.
The poll a little bit. But he is leading it. And a stunning result that indicates an electorate hungry for change. So this is great. Now, he's conservative, and he's been fiercely critical of governance in the state. But he is leading the poll. He's close. I mean, right behind him is that former Congresswoman Katie Porter. But remember her? She was the one that was caught on video being really nasty.
Yes.
Like, get out of my picture frame.
Yes.
And just,
you're
just
in my,
like,
show.
Oh.
Yeah, she's rubbed you the wrong way.
Yeah.
It ain't nice.
So she might not be the person at the end to get the Democrat nod. And in fact, because a Republican is leading the poll, you might get a high-profile Democrat candidate like Senator Alex Padilla, the Democrat from California. He might enter the race, which, I guess, higher-profile name than, well, Katie, though, she has a lot of name recognition now, but not for a good reason. Oh, and speaking of which, I'm not done. I may run for president in 2028.
Uh-oh.
I know you're waiting.
Yeah.
Who said it?
Please don't. It can't be.
Kamala Harris.
Oh, you did it.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris told a British Broadcasting Corporation show over the weekend that she may run for the presidency again in 2028. I am not done.
Well, she says some people say she was the most qualified last time.
She did say that
she did
recently.
Say that, didn't she?
Yeah. Some people. I love it how
some people.
Some people. Yeah. Some call me the, you know, yeah. The bean eating, Bible busting, gold chain wearing,
yeah.
Shotgun wielding.
You can call yourself whatever you want and put it on somebody else. So.
Yeah, you can say, and people say, and some people have said, I'm the most,
well, that's what she says.
The most qualified.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Can you imagine if she had won the difference that everything would be right now?
I hate to think that way. She said, I am not done. I have lived my entire career as a life of service. And it's...
Well, that's a whole other story.
Come on, Willie. I mean, come on, Greg.
Exactly.
And it's in my bones.
Okay, too easy.
As she said it, too easy. And told the BBC during an interview to be aired Sunday anyway, in keeping with the possibility of another try at the presidency, she dismissed polls that put her as an also-ran behind California Governor Gavin Newsom as the nominee for the next presidential election. If I listened to the polls, I would have not run for my first office or my second office. I certainly wouldn't be sitting here in the U.K.? Doing an interview? Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
She's something else.
Anyway, you know, I say run, Kamala, run.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
You go, girl.
Go for it.
You go, girl.
Because she says that was the closest race in history. That's what she says. She says a lot of stuff. We don't understand.
She did
most
say
of it.
That. It was the closest so I gave her the benefit
modern
of doubt. I think she means the closest from the time of the candidacy announced to the actual election date.
But not when you look at her quote.
That's not what she said.
That is not what she meant. No. She wishes that's what it
I think somebody told her that.
Oh, the somebody told thing.
Well,
okay.
Somebody told her that probably properly, like you had the shortest amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was the closest from you know, bell to bell, if you want to say it that way.
She just didn't
and
understand.
She just didn't understand it. Yeah.
Shocking.
The State Department has officially canceled the Global Engagement Center as part of President Donald Trump's mission to shut down the censorship industrial complex. This is basically what was kind of the disinformation agency.
Can you imagine depending on the Democrat Party to determine what is, I mean, the kings and queens of disinformation have them filtering what is disinformation?
Well, we just saw what a mess it was just, you know, with COVID alone. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Paul Sperry, senior investigative reporter, Real Clear Investigations, wrote that the State Department officially closed the Global Engagement Center. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced this in April that the State Department would be closing the GEC. Today, it's my pleasure to announce that the State Department's taking a crucial step toward keeping the president's promise to liberate American speech by abolishing forever the body formerly known as the Global Engagement Center. Rubio wrote in an op-ed piece for The Federalist, stating that to protect free speech, the censorship industrial complex must be dismantled.
Here you go.
And this whole thing started under Barack Obama. Yep. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and we've got plenty more to talk about on this Monday. Let's make it great on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty then, it's Monday. We're going to make it great. 6:39, Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. World Series continues tonight, 8 o'clock. One game apiece, Blue Jays at the Dodgers. And, that's been pretty interesting so far. The Steelers and Aaron Rodgers taking on, I guess for the first time, his old Green Bay Packers. Didn't go so well. Yeah, Steelers lost to Green Bay 35-25, but at times Aaron Rodgers looked much younger than his 41-year-old body is. Yeah, but not enough to win, apparently. So that's the dealio on that. Also, President Donald Trump signed a historic peace agreement between Cambodia and Thailand, as well as trade agreements with Cambodia, Thailand, and Malaysia upon arriving in Kuala Lumpur just yesterday. Trump's visiting there to participate in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. ASEAN? That would be...
It is interesting that they're acronyms.
Yeah.
You sound like you want to say Asian, but I'm not sure how they pronounce it, actually.
Like, if it was in Ireland, we'd call it, hey, Sean. Hey, Shawnee boy.
That's what it looks like, yes.
Yeah.
But they're really not Irish in Malaysia.
No, not too much.
Not so much.
Anyway, this is to show renewed commitment to the region and stuff like that. And also to go, yeah, we're the good guys. Don't let China influence you too much, because they're always right there.
They'll get you.
Kind of hanging out there. Upon arrival, Trump showed a great deal of enthusiasm, joining dancers who were on here on hand to greet Air Force One with the a local version of his YMCA dance. I don't know what that means, a local version.
They have their own style. He did his little Trump dance as well.
So. Oh, okay.
They're all kind of dancing on the tarmac.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so this is good. Going around with a mission of friendship, peace, goodwill, and trade, and then keeping two nations that don't get along very well, keeping them, helping them to be peaceful toward each other, a peace agreement.
See, he's all about peace. They don't give him any credit for it.
He is. He really is. And apparently, Bruce Springsteen's movie, a movie on his life, bio or whatever, not doing too well.
No.
It was like fourth, and they thought it would open maybe $25 million. They thought worst case scenario, $15 million opening. Turned out to be a pathetic $9 million weekend debut.
Good choice of words,
David. Humiliating fourth place finish. Yep. And deliver me from nowhere. I don't know.
Deliver us from his liberalism.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Obviously he's got a big fan base.
Sure he does. Oh, we were in there.
I used to be a big fan. Yeah. The lefty stuff just got old after a while, and his music in many cases just got more and more depressing. And not a fan anymore. Don't wish him any ill will, but
no. But we're not going to go spend money to see a movie about somebody we're not a fan of.
Yeah, we're definitely not. No. Not going to spend money. We'll wait for it to come on Netflix. Right? No, well, not even then?
I'm not going to watch it. No, not a bit.
Not at all?
No.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested. But you're not going to watch it at all?
No.
Are you going to sign this piece of paper that says you absolutely will not? Like Eric Swalwell, he wants anybody who's going to run for the Democrat nomination for the presidency to sign a paper saying if they win office, they will tear down the ballroom.
Does he know how stupid that?
Well, I mean, it'll just be finished. It'll be just the finishing touches will be put on. Be like really like a grand opening, right. You know, one day, and then a new president, theoretically, if they came in, would tear it down.
How stupid would you look? We spend a fortune when we the whole White House and everything is so it's just it's too small. We don't have room to have the events that the president, whoever they are, needs to have. We have international folks coming to our country. We don't have the room for it.
Dolly Madison never had to put up with that kind of shenanigans.
No, she did not.
No. So, anyway. But
what a stupid thing.
Well, but I said this earlier. They're the party of destruction. And they really are. And this just is another kind of piece of proof. They like to tear things down. And, you know, tear down statues. Mm-hmm. And tear down or burn down buildings. I mean, that's what they're just... Party of destruction.
Well, meanwhile, Trump is the rebuilding president. He's, you know, building something that we need. He's putting statues back up. Come on, people.
Hey, you know who should run for president for as a Democrat?
Who's that?
Because she's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. She should not give up.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, sure.
Okay.
Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton got some pushback on Sunday after sharing her own birthday message in a social media post. She acknowledged the date and accompanied the message with a photo of herself as a child.
Yeah, I saw it.
I'm 78 today, thinking of all the people who helped this young girl grow and thrive along the way. Today, I'd love to hear about how you're showing up in ways large or small for the next generation. Maybe someone will be inspired by your comment to be part of the child's village in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me. I didn't make president, but look at me.
Well,
yeah.
You know, you get older, you're used to getting a lot of attention every once in a while.
We'll talk to Bill. You
Bill's busy eating chocolate chip cookies from one of his girlfriends. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Oh, yeah, 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And look, it's Monday. We're going to make it great. And in fact, you never have to miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. So, you know, this whole... homeless thing and migrants, well, they're not so homeless, right? We've seen in New York City where they've basically cleared out hotels and filled it full of migrants, and they get a big old paycheck from the government. Guess who's making money doing this in the United Kingdom?
Uh-oh.
China. Yeah. A report from their Interparliamentary Alliance on China, IPAC, has found that the Chinese Communist Party is directly profiting from Britain's migrant hotel scheme to house supposed asylum seekers, many of whom break into the country illegally via the English Channel from the beaches of France. According to the IPAC audit of the Sino-British economic relationship, the CCP, or entities and people under its control, right, currently hold $190 billion in UK assets, including schools, national infrastructure such as Heathrow Airport.
Oh, my goodness.
Wind farms, power networks, billions of shares of FTSE-listed companies, and properties including migrant hotels. Wow. Among the Chinese-owned assets listed in the report included three migrant hotels in Britain that they have collectively been awarded millions in home office contracts. One of the firms, Q Green Hotels, a $300 million business which owns and operates over 60 hotels, is entirely owned by the Communist Party through Beijing's China Tourism Group Corporation. Yeah, they put it under, you know, some kind of shell group, but at the end of the day, if you're doing business with anything Chinese, you're either doing directly business directly with the CCP or indirectly, but you're definitely doing business with them.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you want to or not. They're in control. It currently owns Holiday Inns in Kent and Cheshire, both of which faced anti-migrant hotel protest in August following nationwide outrage over the government scheme and concern for the safety of communities following the sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl by an Ethiopian hotel migrant in Epping. So, yeah, can you imagine that? They've got the contracts. They're making the money. They own the hotels. And the Brits allowed it to happen. And look, there's plenty of companies that are Chinese-owned here, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're making great strides to kind of thwart that effort as best we can. But it's, I mean, we still have a long way to go.
Well, over the years, they've come in, swooped in, bought American companies. They don't change the name, and most Americans have no clue.
That's right.
Remember the whole pig flu thing or whatever?
And then all of a sudden, flu? They yeah. owned one of the biggest pork producers, really, I think, in the world, actually.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. The U.S. will have more Mom Donnies if we do not secure the border. Kentucky Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris said this on Breitbart News on Saturday, that America will have a litany of socialist candidates like Zohran Mamdani if the country does not secure the border and send illegal aliens back. And what he means by that is not that the candidates themselves will be climbing over the border and saying, hey, I want to run for office, but they will support these kinds of candidates, which is sort of odd because we used to get migrants that would come from countries that usually were depressed economically, and usually it was due to communism, socialism, a combination of those things. So you didn't have to worry about them voting for a socialist. That's the last thing that many of them would do.
We've also seen a shift, though, I guess, in some respects as to what countries they come from.
Yeah, oh, sure.
And I think that's the change. You may not have Spanish Catholics coming out of, you know, a communist background. They probably are still voting correctly. But you get some of these that put a Tlaib in office or can put a Mamdani in office. It's a different part of the world and a different mentality.
Yep. Demographics is our destiny in this country. The demographics that we bring in is going to determine the destiny of the country and where we end up. And we'll have a litany of Mamdanis all over the country if we don't get a hold of our border, continue to secure it, and send these illegals back. Morris has called for an immigration moratorium until all illegal aliens are deported and has frequently commented on how immigration restriction would benefit American workers. Yeah. So he said, first, it's the Democrats because they're trying to change the makeup of this country. They're trying to create a permanent blue majority, flooding our gates with these illegals, choking us with people from the third world so that they can gain more and more power around the country. It is interesting. I remember, discussions like this around Orlando and the I-4 corridor. And there were so many Hispanics coming in, a lot from Puerto Rico and stuff. And so there was a big concern that, it was going to turn an area that had been red, purple, then blue. But as they spent more time in the U.S. and the Democrat Party started pushing further and further left, they forgot that a lot of these people are, like you said, Catholic, God-fearing Latinos. And they had a lot more in common with Republican platforms and policies than they did the Democrat platforms and policies.
And tied to that, if you remember, there was actually a push by the Democrat Party thinking either we've already got the black vote or we're giving up on any more, and they were turning towards trying to influence the Hispanic vote.
Yep. And look, and to show that maybe the migrant thing is waning to some extent, This is the Trump effect, as they call it. Money transfer giant Western Union is reporting that its revenue from cash transfers to locations outside the U.S. has seen a 12% decline this year. That's significant.
Yeah.
Migrants living in the U.S. both legally and illegally have traditionally been the greatest source of U.S. dollars flowing out of America and into foreign nations, even dwarfing the amount of foreign aid lavished on the world by the U.S. government. But with Donald Trump's focus on immigration, Western Union is seeing far fewer customers needing their services. Last week, the Western Union CEO, Devin McGranahan, told investors that the company had seen a huge decline in cash transfers to Mexico, El Salvador, Peru, and Ecuador. Recent policy changes have led to a substantial decline in border crossings and an increase in enforcement actions, including workplace inspections and deportations, which have created uncertainty and hesitation within migrant communities. The Trump effect.
Interesting.
Yep. It is 6:57 on the Bob Rose Show. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. Yep. Tonight, Blue Jays at the Dodgers. World Series continues, one game apiece. 97.3, the sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.